Well, I'd have to maybe explain where I was. I was in a boarding school in Montreux, and it was a Saturday morning, and we got a visit from an American who had his little brother staying at the school. And guess what he had? Two tickets for a concert at the casino in Montreux for the afternoon show. But his little brother couldn't go, so I weaseled my way into getting the second ticket, and off we went. It was Frank Zappa and the Mothers. It's a place to be that day, definitely. It was in the break that actually the real break happened. The dim, 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 dim. Just standing next to the outlet where they were giving out drinks. And all of a sudden, we hear like a firecracker go off, like, and something went up into the ceiling. And, well, in any case, it started to burn.
Fire! Arthur Brown, in person.
Frank goes on stage and makes his presentation. Fire, the Arthur Brown tune, and asks the people to leave, please, because we seem to have a problem. I was standing right next to the place where the fire was burning, so I wasn't really worried, but I could see all the people just like scrambling to get out of the building, not knowing what was going on. One guy came with a hose, and the hose was this like old-fashioned kind of fire hose with a brass, you know, nose on it, which gave you like this half an inch kind of water pressure that he kept on, you know, writing like his name on the ceiling. It would go out, but wherever he passed, it would just start up again. He was obviously too close for that. So finally, they sort of kicked us out.
Calmly go towards the exit, ladies and gentlemen.
In any case, we walk back to the train station, and you're climbing up the hill in the train and looking back, and you could just see the casino, just like a little atomic mushroom above it of smoke. So it's, oh gee, we thank God we got back, so let's just sneak back to school and make sure no one notices that we were out on the trip, you know, which we of course weren't supposed to be doing, not anybody knowing of it. So the train moves into the station, we get out, you know, like think, oh gee, we're gonna sneak away, you know, no one's gonna notice. And we look up at the school building and we realize that everybody who was ever in the building is standing out on the terrace and the balconies, and they're all like, hey, you're alive, you made it, and they're cheering us because the story broke that we were at the concert and they saw that it was burning, but they didn't know what was happening with us. In any case, the director of the school came walking down the stairs, you know, across the street to the train station, and walked up to me and said, Philip, you can pack your bags. That was it. So I got kicked out for going to see Frank Zappa. I thought that was really cool, but story ends quite okay because 3 days later, I was allowed to come back to school. I guess they realized that that was too much of a good concert. Got him kicked out of school.
Arthur Brown, in front.
but later on, of course, it just seemed, when Deep Purple wrote the song and it was in everybody's ear, it was like, oh yeah, shit, you got kicked out of school for that, I can't believe. It was like kind of a joke. They kick people out of guitar stores when they try that riff.